You're listening to Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanthi Nilayam. I am Chandru Vijay, and I hope you're having a happy and a holy Thursday. And to add to the beauty of this holy day, I have something special lined up for you. A great talk by Brother Hariharan, who is an alumnus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. A singer, bhajan composer, harmonium player, violinist, the list of his musical talents goes on and on. Sri T.V. Hariharan joined the Sri Sathya Sai College in Prashanthi Nilayam in the year 1979, 2 years before the Sri Sathya Sai University was inaugurated. After his graduation from the Sai College, he served in the administrative section of the newly inaugurated Sri Sathya Sai University for 2 years until 1984. He later moved to Bangalore for further studies and subsequently worked in a pharmaceutical company for 3 years. In 1989, he resigned from his job, and ever since, he has been engaged in spreading the message of Bhagwan through bhajans, music and talks at various Sai centers and other holy gatherings all over the world. And in today's segment, he's going to share with us some of his early experiences just when he joined as a student in Swami's university. Interspersed are some of his compositions, which are available as a part of the album series Bhavanjali, produced by the Sri Sathya Sai Media Division. So over to Brother Hariharan.
Sai Ishwaraya Vidmahe Satya Devaya Dhimahe Tanna Sarva Prachotaya Kaise Bataye Hum Kitne Dhanya कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे साई के रूप में है यहाँ भगवन है यहाँ भगवन है यहाँ भगवन कैसे बताए हम कितने धन्य कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे साई के रूप में है यहाँ भगवन है यहाँ भगवन है यहाँ भगवन कैसे बताए हम कितने धन्य कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे बहुत के हैं पाप और भ्रष्टा कितने किए हैं लोगों की निंदा बहुत के हैं पाप और भ्रष्टा कितने किए हैं लोगों की निंदा फिर भी हमें शरण में लिया शरण में लिया शरण में लिया कैसे बताएं हम कितने धन्य कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे ना कोई ऊंचा ना कोई नीचा साई के दर पे सब एक जैसे ना कोई ऊंचा ना कोई नीचा साई के दर पे सब एक जैसे साई नजर में सब एक जैसे सब एक जैसे सब एक जैसे कैसे बताएं हम कितने धन्य कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे कैसे सुनाए भाग्य हमारे
प
pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan. We can't tell that we are doing pranams to Swami unless until He has willed. I don't think none of us will be here. It is the greatest blessing, whether we know or not, because we are ordinary mortal. We don't know. We may think sometime it's by chance. Sometime we think that it is the blessing of parents, but it is totally the grace and love of Bhagwan, which has brought all of us here. Today when I stand before you, I feel no different from you, because I am from this institution, I am from this hostel, except that that time this dining hall and the prayer hall was half of this size. Now, Swami's power is experienced more and more and more. So more and more students, so more and more place is required. That's why such a beautiful, powerful, loving prayer hall, come, bhojan hall is here and bhajan hall is here. When I think this hostel was, we all came to this hostel in 1980. I came here in 1979. I will take a short while how I reached this place, and then Swami's experience I will talk to you. This is His power which comes as words through me. So, whatever it is, try to meditate on that topic and take it, assimilate, and let us all together be in the closeness of Bhagwan, because it is only for those who are blessed it is possible, not for everyone in this world. We are the chosen one, though we are multitudes, but because here there is only one, that is Bhagwan. So we are all one with Him. That's why I am saying we are all one with Him. We are not many here. We are one. 1979, summer course was on in Vrindavan. That time I was a student who finished my PUC in Tamil Nadu. And by total grace of and love of Bhagwan, Bhagwan brought me to Bangalore. Having come to Bangalore, I happened to visit Whitefield. That time old Vrindavan shed was there, very small place, maybe 200 and odd people. Swami would go to every individual, so beautifully gliding. He never walked, he glided always, he floated in the air. If all of us want to touch His feet, we all try to touch His feet and keep our hand on the robe, but you will not find His feet. By the time you put your hand, His padam will slip like this and go take next step. And never, never, never your hand can be on Swami's feet. So beautifully gliding. Suppose we walk. When we walk, somebody is coming. We are walking so fast and somebody is coming. And they are trying to call us or touch us, you know. We'll fall down because we are so careless. And our walk is so fast, and Swami's walk is floating. When you keep your hand, you will really touch His feet. Pada Namaskar will be there, but His feet will come out of your hand, and slowly it will cross that and it will go. Such was the most wonderful time, summer course, 79. I had only one desire in my life, brothers, only one prayer. By seeing Vrindavan students, I thought I should be a student of Swami. When I wanted to join, I went and inquired in Vrindavan college. One day I went, there was an office personality. I went to that brother, I told, "Sir, I would like to join this college. What is the formality?" Then he told, "There is no admission for pre-university, because all the admissions are closed because I went late." One thing. Number two, in Tamil Nadu, I had done 11th standard and only 1 year PUC. But whereas in Karnataka it is 10th standard and 2 year PUC. And that gentleman told me, you have done 11 plus 1, not 10 plus 2. I told, both are 12. No. 11 plus 1 is 11 plus 1 and 10 plus 2 is 10 plus 2. Anyhow, that's a nice thing. We may not understand, but it is the truth. We have to accept. Then I was praying to Swami throughout summer course. I was serving as a sevadal in Vrindavan canteen. My prayer was nothing else other than, Swami, I should be your student. Swami, I should be your student. Swami, I should be your student. My prayer was so intense. Again, who gave the power? He only gives the power. We can't pray. It is His love, His grace that we could pray to Him so powerfully. Summer course is coming to a halt last day. Swami is announcing, here is a very happy news for all the parents who are here. You all know Vrindavan College is there. Swami is going to open one more college in Prashanthi Nilayam. When Swami announced, before anyone could clap and feel joy, I was the first fellow who started clapping like mad fellow. And I was jumping. I didn't hoot, but because we are well in the discipline of Swamis, so I was only jumping in joy and clapping. As though I have already joined Swami's institution, as though Swami is already talking to me, as though I am already close to Swami. How much we are intense towards Swami, Swami will certainly fulfill our desirable desire positively. And this is what happened. I didn't know how to apply. Nowadays, you all know, you have to take the application form after sports meet, then you have to come for entrance exam and you are asked, then you will undergo interview. Everything is there. When in 79, there was no such formalities, we didn't know. I didn't know how to apply. I straight away tore a piece of paper from a ruled notebook. Please listen to me. From ruled notebook, I tore a page. And my English is as good as now. My English is not a good English. I wrote the letter as though I am writing to a friend. I wrote to principal, respected dear principal. As I am intensely desiring to join Swami's institution, I pray for the grace of Swami and your blessing that I should be in the institution. That is my dream. Then yours in Sai Seva. T.V. Hariharan. Whether I do service or not, I wrote yours in Sai Seva. And I thought nothing will come. One Thursday evening, I was in a bhajan, not singing, listening. I was not a singer. I didn't know anything. I was only listening to the bhajan, but the moment bhajan was over, suddenly my brother comes and tells, Hari, this is interview telegram. Those time telegram used to be sent. Interview, you are supposed to attend the interview in Puttaparthi. You will not believe. Before he could finish the word, I jumped from the bhajan place. That fast I reached home. I didn't know which direction Prashanthi Nilayam is or was. I ran home and my brother gave me some money and we came to station. Then he told, this train goes to Penugunda, night 9 o'clock. I went to station. Then somebody told, 12 o'clock Penugunda will come. I am a Tamilian with little English knowledge, absolutely no knowledge of Telugu. Came to Penugunda midnight, 12:30. Absolutely pitch dark. There was nothing in the station. Only the guard who shows green and red flag, he will off and on, he will sleep. And whichever train comes, his duty to lift the green flag. Because no train stops in Penugunda except the train I got down. So automatically, I am sure many of us do Omkaram early morning like that. So that is the instant reaction for him. Because that awareness level is so high that he was ready with green flag. So, After that, I cannot sleep all alone in the station. I was afraid first time coming out all alone. I cannot sleep. And to support me, lots of bed bugs in the railway station which kept me, made me celebrate Shivaratri celebration that summer. That was all. Next day morning I got up. I asked somebody how to go to Puttaparthi. Because then it was only Puttaparthi. How to go to Puttaparthi? Because we know it as Puttaparthi more than Prashanthi. They told catch a tonga. See the experience. Now you think from Bangalore, the moment you know parents can call taxi and or bus or anything, you have hundreds of buses, you have got taxis, empty number of taxis, anything is there. We came by train and caught a tonga and went to bus stand, came to Bukkapatnam, Bukkapatnam to Puttaparthi. By that time it was afternoon. Next day interview. That day evening I sat in Swami's darshan. Only one Sai Ganesh shed was there. Now you all see Ganesh temple, right? Right side of that was shed was there. Everyone will go keep their luggage and pray to Ganesha and went and sat in the darshan. Where? Lost. By the time I came, I was lost. I was sitting lost and I was also lost. Both L-A-S-T, L-O-S-T. I was sitting lost. I was sitting praying to Swami. Swami came from lady's side, gliding, 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 gliding. Slowly he walked. Gen side he came. I was sitting far away. There used to be only sand, not the Kulwant Hall now what you all have. Only sand used to be there. Then there used to be a white parapet wall and there used to be trees. Summer was never a summer. Though Puttaparthi heat was so high, we never felt the heat. We always felt the air condition of Swami there. We never. Now can we sit in the heat? No. But that time we were all the devotees were sitting. But none of us felt the heat. It was so beautiful. When Swami came to Jen's side, I was sitting last. He came to Jen's side. You know, in those days he used to call for interview every day some people. That was my first day in Prashanthi Nilayam. Seeing Swami from far away itself is the biggest blessing. I was so happy with that. I have seen Swami so close. I was thinking, though far away, I thought I am seeing Swami very near. But when Swami came to Jen's side, he is calling me. I am sitting last. He is calling me. But I thought, you know, I am a small boy of 17 years old. Why should Swami call me? I am nobody. I am sitting last. So I thought Swami is calling somebody else. So I didn't get up. Because if you get up, then Swami will say, not you. Sit means finished. So I never to be first. Better to be last. This episode proves that. So I just kept quiet. Before me, one by one, now everyone, whoever planned and prayed for interview, they were all one by one started getting up. One fellow got up, Swami told, sit. The next fellow got up, Swami told, sit, like that. Then finally, when he showed the hand, I thought it is me. Now I can take up, you know, my guts to get up and I got up. Then he told, like, the very first day, after few hours of my entering Prashanthinilayam, Swami called me for interview before even my college interview. When Swami called me for interview, me and my father, we went. My father had an acute ulcer patient he was. He tried many doctors. He was not cured. In that interview, the moment we went, I was shaking, you know. See, when Swami is not seeing us, you know, we'll think Swami is not seeing us. When Swami is not talking to us, we'll say Swami is not talking to us. But suppose Swami sees you and talks to you and if he is coming near you, do you think that we have the strength to face him? We'll be shivering. And whatever we plan to talk, we can talk anywhere in the world, not before Swami. We'll be absolute silence we'll maintain. We can't, whatever we thought, that will go blank. Nothing will come in our mind and Swami called for interview. I was praying to Swami. As I know, I wouldn't have done any major mistakes. But certainly I am a human being. Here and there, without my knowledge, or sometime with my knowledge, I must have done something which will not be pleasing you. But here, don't give me test because my Father is also with me. So before my Father, make me a very nice boy. Console me very well. Talk to me very well. Give me a very good send off, I told. So I was praying, sitting. Then Swami called me and my Father. He told my Father, from this September 4th, for you, your ulcer will not be there. Swami created Vibhuti and gave him. Then Swami told, I will take you as my student. Keep you always with me. My dear brothers, today I may be in the outside world, but I always feel that Swami is keeping up his promise because every second of my life is guided by him. Even now I am standing before you, it is guided by him. So that day I realized, we are sitting lost, so we are not lost. The moment we realize that we have already, we are receiving the grace, we are not anymore lost, we are first. Swami called for interview. So, brothers, always think, it is great blessing to be in the vicinity of Bhagwan.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Klesha Nashaya Shri Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Sundara Jagat Karana Pari.
Parameshwara, Parameshwara, Sai Prema Mandira. Parameshwara, Sai Prema Mandira. Shirdishwara, Parameshwara, Sai Prema Mandira. Neelamegha Shyamala, Ghanshyama.
First in 1979 summer course morning, Nagar Sankirtan time. In those days, Nagar Sankirtan was there. Swami used to give Nagar Sankirtan darshan. So morning time when Swami is giving darshan, first day itself, when I saw Swami, first I saw Swami, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, in his height and weight with orange robe. But slowly when I was concentrating more and more on him, there was an aura, which is round Swami, very powerful aura. I thought maybe my eyesight is going and something, you know, I am getting hallucination. Because this whole thing, you know, because we are doubting human beings. We can't accept straight away the greatness. Because there is no greatness in us. We always will question. If God stands before us, we question. But God's answer is always silent. Because in the silence, you know, He will express through your own experience His power. Not by His talking. Suppose for your question, if He answers that question, you will get another 1 lakh question to be answered. Instead, when He is smilingly keeping quiet and looking at you all with loving glance, over a period of time, slowly, 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 you will find yourself getting closer, 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 closer to Him, provided we have that love, we have that intensity, we should have that awareness. Yes? We should slowly, 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 we have come here not in this world, millions of people are there. Why only us? Okay, there are hundreds of colleges. You will know the difference when you leave this institution and go out of this institution. If you go, you know, then you will know how much Swami has transformed each and every one of us, and each and every one of us are powerhouse of divinity. That's why Swami never addresses dear devotees. He never addresses. He says, Prema Surupalara, embodiment of divine love. We take it very casually when we sit for discourse, we take it very casually. But the power of this embodiment of love will be slowly, slowly, slowly we will be realizing. Anyhow, not getting into serious topic. Now going next, because I just thought I will tell you, the moment I entered Swami's college, I got the interview. Getting interview for Hariharan doesn't mean, oh, Hariharan got interview, we didn't get. No, not like that. To tell anybody, even today, when somebody sing beautiful, you know, I'll think I'm singing. Because, you know, that beauty of the song is in every one of us. Tell when somebody sing very well, any of you are enjoying or not. You will all, what does that mean? Because you are one with the song. Means you are singing from your heart. You may not open your mouth. But already you are one with the song. You are loving. You are lost. Singer has to strain, but free of cost you are singing. Singer has to practice before 100 times. He should get into Shruti. He should get into Tala. How nice those who are not singing, straight away getting into the beauty of the song free of cost. So beautiful and so blessed. So we all should relish and enjoy, and we should think that we are that. Because if all of us, it cannot be one person, it is the whole congregation makes the bhajan bhajan. Right? Yesterday Swami told, more than single singing, chorus singing is very powerful. Because Swami wants to tell, it is that all of us in choir, maybe not all are singers, but when the chorus is coming, you won't find apaswaram. In the lead singer, you will find apaswaram. In the lead tablist, you will find avatalam. But not in the chorus singers. You will think in chorus, you will find everyone is same. But actually, it is not so. But that is the power of vibration, of togetherness.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Sambha Sada Shiva. Namah Shivaya,
Sambha Sadashiva,
Namah Shivaya, Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya,
Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya,
Girija Shankara, Namah Shivaya,
Girija Shankara.
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Girija Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Bhavani Shankara Namah Shivaya,
Lingodbhava Kara Sai Manohara,
Lingodbhava Kara Sai Manohara,
Lingodbhava Kara Sai Manohara, Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Girija Shankar Namah Shivaya
Girija Shankar Namah Shivaya
Bhavani Shankar Namah Shivaya
Bhavani Shankar Namah Shivaya
Lingo Adbhavakara Sai Manohara Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya,
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
It so happened, when I joined first year, I told you it was old hostel. There in one room, 35 to 40 students used to be there. You know East Prashanthi old hostel. When we joined here, no hostel building, no college building. Because Swami thought we should not go to college straight away. We are coming from outside college. We have finished our PUC. He knows that we are not ready for college education. He put us into school back again in Ishwaramba High School. That was our college. He wanted to give us that school experience because you have to start from primary level in Swami's place. So we all got Ishwaramba High School as the college for us and East Prashanthi as our hostel. One room, 35 to 40 students, like that, two rooms, three rooms, we were 102 students, along with all the teaching faculty, we were there. How much place we got? If you lie down, what is that space? That is your space. Your head will be on your box, whichever suitcase, not the big suitcase. We all used to bring small suitcase. We used to have only a pair of cloth, white clothes. Some people have three, but I had only two. I didn't even bring anything, less luggage, more comfort, Swami told, but anyhow, I could afford only that much. It is not because of less luggage. I could afford only that much. So we were having only that much space. But you know, the beauty of that hostel is, Swami will be giving darshan. And there used to be another entrance which is facing East Prashanthi. Now it is there in the back. Previously it used to be front. He will be giving darshan, suddenly he will walk out of that gate and go to hostel. And 102 of us who are sitting in the veranda, we have to reach that hostel before Swami reaches. Already Swami has gone in shortcut, we have to run via the main gate. But you all know Swami always gives time. He never hurries you, he gives you time. Sometime he catches you. But many of the time, he gives you the time. So on the way, he will slowly, you know, talk to the warden, talk to people very casually, so that now we all, he sees to it that everyone has already reached the hostel, and that rooms were only three rooms. How tidy we would have kept that also, you can understand. And before Swami comes, we know which place he will come, middle of that. Three floors are there, middle floor Swami will come. Before Swami comes, everything is swept clean. Immediately five boys here and there, opposite. Clean everything and keep it. Fantastic. Swami will enter. Bhaga pettukunnaru. But what bhaga? We know that. So, but when Swami comes, he'll say that almost every week. Why almost? every week Swami visited our hostel, and every time he gave most powerful discourses, and all the students who were there, very less students, but we all tuned ourselves to Swami, not because we are devoted, it's just that Swami's power just brought us all together, and every word what he is speaking, at least in a discourse, we will take one saying what Swami has told in our heart. Not everything, because Swami himself says it's very difficult. He will say, take one. You will achieve everything. So, like that, when he is giving discourses, we'll take one, and we meditate upon that. Means, think quietly and sit. That was the opportunity we used to have. We used to see how is the canteen food. Even this hostel, he has come many times to kitchen. He has come to all the rooms. He has visited every nook and corner of this hostel. He has blessed every inch of soil in this hostel. We are all very blessed. We are all living where God walked. We are all breathing without our knowledge. We are all absorbing the energy of Swami without our knowledge. If we know, then we cannot speak. That is the power we are absorbing without our knowledge, anyhow not getting diverted again. So what happened one of the days, Swami asked, talent emi leda ikkada? Because that was the first batch of students, you know, Swami was looking. Is there any talent in our hostel like that? Then suddenly one Anoop Jalani, a very respectable lecturer of commerce, he was there. He told Swami, one of our boys plays classical violin very well. This episode I want to share with all of you because it really taught me what I have to learn lesson for my life, not only for that day. Then Swami asked, who is that boy? Then he showed me, then I knelt down and stood like that before Swami. Then Swami asked, you play violin like that? Because I was a very popular violinist in Madras. So I had all the confidence to say Swami. Anyhow, Swami likes confidence. So I told Swami, yes Swami, I play classical violin. Like that I told. Then Swami told, this Sunday I am coming to the hostel and you will give program. I thought, my God, Swami has blessed me that I am going to play before Swami one full program all alone, not one song or two songs. Full program, all alone, I'm going to offer it to Swami. How blessed I am, I was thinking. And I thought, how much classical knowledge we have got, we have to put that day everything to Swami. Because we have to offer everything to God, what we know. But more important, I was, because 17-year-old boy, I was more enthusiastic in proving my talent and knowledge to Swami. Though I know that it is blessing of Swami I am playing, but I was more on my side than on Swami's side. I thought, I am going to show my talent, my virtuosity in the violin. So I was happy for that, and that day we all planned, and you all know Sai Surendranath sir, he's also from first batch and he was on tabla, but for violin Carnatic we need like mridangam, and he played, you know, tabla like mridangam as well as like tabla, everything. Because he had that talent and he had a khol also on this side. One khol, you know, the one instrument, Bengali instrument, small this side, very big this side. It will give nice metallic sound. So when Swami came and sat in the hostel, I was sitting at the lotus feet along with Sai Surendranath sir. So I started my program with many of you South Indians may know. In Carnatic music, first Varnam comes, then Kirtanam comes. So first Varnam, that is Abhogi Ragam. In that raga, I started playing Varnam because I was very good violinist. I started playing slow, speed like that. So that, you know, you should know that you are extremely good. So I was proving my talent. Little did I know, I am presenting that before the goddess Saraswati herself. Because, you know, after all, we are mortals who don't have that type of wisdom Or even if you have that wisdom, that doesn't prevail at that time. So I was playing very powerful. I thought Swami will be happy with my beautiful playing, you know. That's all my intention. Not to show my ego, but it is also ego. I was playing so nicely. Suddenly Swami took to singing. Classical. That same rag, Abhogi. Abhogi rag, I was playing, you know, swaram. Swaram means only musician who have learnt music can sing. And I was playing swaram. That time he started singing Kalpana swaram. In Varnam, always fixed swarams will be there. But Swami started singing imaginative musical notes faster than I did. Very fast. In a fraction of a second, he came out like express. That went like Ramabana. It hit my head like anything. Very fast when he sang. I thought Swami always in the beginning of discourse, he follows one pattern. So I thought Swami is with that. But when he came out with this, you know, that's all. It hit like Rambana. Then I stopped playing violin. My heart stopped beating and crying. I was crying. And I thought I will no more play violin. No, I came to a halt playing violin. That time Sai Sunatha, hey, play. I learnt a lesson. I am still lost in that lesson. That Swami is all-knowing, all-powerful. I was thinking about my ignorance. I thought, why should we show our knowledge to the Lord now at this state? Knowing that He is all-powerful, He knows everything. Can we present ourselves before Him? So I wanted to stop. But because He told like that, then Swami told. You know, Swami is so encouraging. He immediately told, Nuvu baga play chestunnavu, play, annaru. No, Swami always encouraged because He knows the lesson what He wanted to give, He gave. At the same time, He doesn't want other people to suffer. If suppose all of us keep quiet and live in silence here. No, activity should be created. This bhumi is karma bhumi. Yoga bhumi, tyaga bhumi follows provided we start with karma. So Swami wanted the action to continue. So I continued and played. I ended the concert. Swami prays to the teaching faculty and very good violinist, this, that, everything He told. And I was sitting very near, I took Panamaskar. This, brothers, please concentrate on this. He immediately told, Aa kalamulo, Yagarajudu, compose cheyaledu. Because I played Moksha Mugalada, Chakkani Raja, all those kirtanas. He told, Tyagaraja, in those days, never composed song. It was all the conversation with the Lord Rama. That became the composition, not other way round. He conversed with the Lord. So that became the composition. Ee ragalu, swaralu, idu veskuni thalamlo toppu 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 ani chestaru kada. Idantha Tyagarajudu cheyaledu. He told, it's for me, it's not for others, okay? It's for me lesson. To stop me from that musical ego, how to stop me? This is the only way. He told, Tyagaraja, converse with the Lord. Mokshamu galada. Like that he asked the Lord. So that today you are taking to different eyes. Swami doesn't mind that. But when you play Tyagaraja, when you sing Tyagaraja Kirtana, you should become Tyagaraja. When you sing Meerabhajan, you should become Meerabhai. When you sing Kabir Das, you should become Kabir Das. That was the lesson he gave that day. That day night, quietly, silently, I sat and conversed with myself about my achievement of my life. The knowledge, music knowledge, instead of leading me to God, it led me to my ego expression. Instead of it leading me to God. So I thought this knowledge leading me not to God. So I should not use this knowledge anymore. That day night I broke my violin. I broke the violin. I cried, I broke. Because I told, this knowledge doesn't give me the God. It gives me my knowledge ego. So I broke the violin. Same birthday, Swami was giving darshan. You all know M.S. Subbalakshmi Amma, one of the greatest singers ever produced on this planet Earth. Greatest, not singer alone, greatest devotee of the Lord. So Swami came, I could just, the conversation, I am presuming what he must have. He told, today evening means for Swami's Jula, will you sing? Means previous day, 22nd he was telling, will you sing? Swami, Saubhagyam Swami, means I am blessed to sing for the Jula function. Then she suddenly told, I have not brought my violinist or mridangist. Then Swami told, you should see Swami's love for student that time, you know. I have everyone with me, best violinist, best tablist, best mridangist, you know, Swami. Regarding student, have you ever seen? Swami will say, my properties are my students. That means all of us are his properties. We should be very proud. I don't think anybody can declare more powerful than Swami. Nobody can. I don't want to quote. Nobody can declare like that. Father, mother can declare because there is the attachment. Here it is only love. It is not attachment. There is lots of difference between attachment and love. Swami will always feel proud about student. Then he told like this. Then came to the veranda. He came to me. Ni atta nala paadutundi. Repu ni atta paadutundi. Ni violin play che. You know, very casually he told. Your aunt is going to sing, you play violin. Like that he told. I was shocked. My God, I don't have violin. I can't tell Swami what I did. Because again apachara, Saraswati apachara. So I can't tell Swami. Now I am put into, you know, not. Nowadays you will get violin anywhere. Those time no music shop, instruments were not there. So I just got up and knelt down and to tell Swami, I don't have, you know, I knelt down, Swami, I told, Amy, na chetulo anni unnai. Everything is in my hand. Then he called me and he gave me a violin that day, which I preserve even till today. I don't play, but I have the violin with me even today. So he gave me the violin and that Jula day for M.S. Subbalakshmi Garu, I played violin. So I was just pondering over. When I thought I am a hero, he made me zero. When I thought I am a zero, he made me hero. If I would have been a normal violinist in the world, I wouldn't have approached M.S. Subbalakshmi at all. Because she will have the best violinist of the world playing for her, not me. So that's what, when we think we are nobody before Swami, Swami will see to it, you are risen up. This is the experience which really taught me the lesson, not to feel that we are somebody in this world. We are all because of this powerful God, we are what we are today, what you will be tomorrow. What you were yesterday. But all these things, it is because of this powerful, our dear Bhagwan.
Kis vid tumhe pukaru Bhagwan, pyare mere साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारू भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारू भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं
किस विद तुम्हें
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो या राम
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रहीमन हो या राम
राधे श्याम हो सीता ही मन हो यारा
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान।
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान।
मेरे बाबा के लिए मुसलमान और हिंदू दो नयन समान।
मेरे
मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान।
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान।
मेरे बाबा के लिए मुसलमान और हिंदू दो नयन समान। राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं।
किस विद तुम्हें
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं।
किस विद तुम्हें पुकारूं भगवन प्यारे मेरे साईं।
हिंदू हो या मुस्लिम हो सब है एक समान। मुसलमान और हिंदू दो नयन समान।
मेरे बाबा के लिए मुसलमान और हिंदू दो नयन समान।
राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा। राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो यारा।
राधे श्याम हो सीता।
जिस विद तुम्हें पुकारो भगवन प्यारे मेरे साई राधे श्याम हो सीता राम हो रही मन हो या राम।
Then later I told you I stopped playing violin. I was not introduced to bhajan singing because I was a classical violin. If you ask me to sing bhajan, I'll sing totally Carnatic. So, and another thing, I was not a singer also. Now desire was, you know, before joining this institute, I prayed to Swami, you should keep me like this Vrindavan students, close to you, all those things, my prayer. One day suddenly Swami called me. I will cut short. One day suddenly Swami called me, suddenly told play harmonium. After I stopped violin, harmonium, I don't know, A, B, C, D of harmonium. But Swami has sent word for me and he has asked me to play harmonium. Now you can't tell Swami, I don't know to play harmonium. Can you tell Swami? If you tell, Swami will ask you, are you playing or am I playing through you? So you can't tell anything, you have to. So then I went and sat in the mandir. Fortunately that time no microphone systems for bhajans on ordinary days. But unfortunately the singers who are sitting behind me are extremely good singers. And unfortunately for them, I am supposed to sit on the harmonium and play. And when they start singing, they'll say, man, you know C flat man, like that they will ask me. Then I'll say, I am flat. Where is C flat? Where is C flat? Because I know these fellows are jambons and very good in their singing and I don't know anything. And Swami will sit and I have to sit opposite to Swami with the harmonium and these fellows will tell scales, all our brothers who are sitting singers, extremely good singers, and Swami will have a hearty laugh. See that Swami's beauty, because Swami expects us to follow strictly His command, what you know, what you don't know, is not a matter actually. We don't know anything. Imagine before the most perfection God, imperfect human beings, and we are trying to do many things before Him. That means it is His grace and He enjoys that actually. He enjoys. So He will, you know, because from behind singers are singing, they will say some song, you know, I'll sing. Then when they are singing, then somewhere one note, by the time I catch their note, they will go to next note. Because they can't simply say Omkaram, you know, they have to sing bhajans. So they will keep going in their speed and I was playing. Brothers, it is, imagine, now we are all laughing over and it is really funny. Even when I think, you know, I laugh it over. But imagine if you are sitting before Swami and you are given the opportunity to play for good singers and suppose you are playing, what will be your life's interest actually, basically? Not knowing anything, I sometimes find, so when people said ignorance is bliss, I never understood. But through this episode, I certainly understood. So really, and then 15th day Swami told, Vrindavan Potam, Nu Vrindavan Ra, you also come to Vrindavan. I thought, my God, test is not over here yet. Here at least 5,000 people sitting in the sand and people in the mandir behind people are sitting and tabla and singers will cover my harmonium flaws. And that is the law of that day. And I thought it's easy. But in Vrindavan what happens? Swami in His room, only 30 people will be sitting and VIPs and also VIPs like us, very insignificant person like us, we will also be sitting there and very intimate, very close we will be sitting. Swami will play talam and He will tell the song on top of that and He will say toughest song for the singers to sing and even the easiest dum 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 arvaja I cannot play and He is going to tell tough songs, you know, how to play, I don't know. The first day when I sat and the moment Swami told and Swami was telling songs one by one, they started singing and you will not believe, brothers, that day my hand went upside down in the harmonium in the right way. Because upside down in the harmonium, not wrong way. It's in the right way, it was moving and the song was perfect, gap music was perfect, everything was perfect. After the bhajan session was over, all my brothers who are excellent singers, they came to me. Hariharan, you are a genius man. How much you know. All these days you are testing our knowledge. But actually, I told them, brothers, don't believe today. You are all trying to be human being. In present you are living. Watch for tomorrow. Again it will be a googly. So you don't do this. I told, no man, you are simply bluffing. You know how we hostel students will talk to each other. I don't have to tell you. That's the way it all happened. But from that day, it started flowing. Then permanently. Then one day in dream, in the same hostel, I won't sleep in the room. I used to sleep outside in the veranda or in the terrace. Because summertime, you know, I want little coolness. In the dream, it so happened. Swami's birthday function is on. And a very peculiar style of dream it was. In the dream, birthday function was that silver jula, silver door is there, and Prashanti Mandir, silver door is there, all of you know, Kulwantal, up. That silver door was opened, there is a silver jula, and Swami is sitting on that jula, and you know, he was swaying here and there, and Pandit Bhimshan Joshi is singing, Hari Om Sharan is singing, Anup Jalotaji is singing, all top singers are singing, and I was standing far away in the dream. Okay, please don't forget this is a dream. I was standing very far away, and Swami is shaking his head happily, because you know, all top singers are singing, so Swami has to sway beautifully. So he is shaking his head, this, like this he was shaking, you know. I thought, Swami, what is this you are doing? See, they sing very well. They are all great musicians, they are singing. What you are shaking your head for? I will also shake my head. Because they are great singers. Like me, people who don't know anything, make us sing and shake your head, then you are God. But in the dream, again. So, I was telling like that to Swami in my heart. Swami is calling me again, as he called. Again, please don't forget, brothers, this is dream. So again, he calls me, I go sit, and I start singing bhajan. When I sing, I cry without my knowledge. When I am crying, Swami told, see my student, he is singing from his heart. I was so happy that Swami told, my life is made. Yeah. And when I was so happy, I came with a thought, I found I was only dreaming. Because I came with a thought, I found I am in the, you know, sort of terrace. So I felt, my God, Swami, why did you make this as dream? Make it reality. Same birthday function. After birthday function, we had birthday function in this hostel. We had a jula, because the dream is also a peculiar thing. It was in silver door, silver jula. So it is other than this Purnachandra auditorium. So our hostel, in the jula, and there are few special film playback singers who had come to the hostel. They were all singing. Suddenly Swami came near me. Enduku neeku paatu raada? Harmonium place na paadu. Like that he told. Now again, there is a sort of, you know, now he said paadu. And I am not a singer. How to sing? But I somehow took courage and I took to this song. Prashanti nilayam prema amritam dhyan karo man madhuram madhuram bhava bhaya haranam prativiharam bhajan karo sai naam madhuram.
Sundara, Sundara, Sai, Sundara,
Sundara, Sundara.
Then Swami told, Mandir vachesi paadu. Like that. Then immediately he took aarti and I went to Mandir. Then Hey Ram Parthi Purishram was my first bhajan. I cried and sang. It is slow bhajan. You know, Swami always like fast. But slow I sang. He put 3 speeds. And from that time, maximum number of bhajans he has put 3 speeds for the bhajan. It is not this Hariharan. It is his grace. Again and again, brothers, I want to impress upon this point. We are nobody if he thinks we are anybody. Otherwise, we are nobody. I can keep on talk on the experiences with Swami, but I don't want to go more on this today. But we have to pray and remember that his grace and his love, we should feel it always in our heart. We should not take it very easily, because it is very, very, very rare for the humanity to get this type of blessing what you and I are getting. May we utilize this opportunity. Catch this, because Swami says, catch this opportunity. Swami also told, you and I are God. You don't know you are God. I know I am God. And you should know one day or the other you are God. For that he gives a small example. It is Swami saying, not mine. If you take a granite, by itself it is only granite. We won't worship the granite. Granite stone, do we worship? No. But when the Shilpi comes and, you know, he removes unwanted part, and then the required God's image when he is creating, after that we start worshipping that same granite stone as God. We'll keep it in the temple, we'll do puja, abhishekam, aradhana, and we start going worshipping. So Swami says, you are all God, but you should start slowly chirping out the unwanted parts in that granite of ours, because we are all like rocks. So if we take out unwanted part and shape that godliness that is compassion and love, then we are one with him. I am sure Swami will bless us all to be always in tune with him. May I pray to Swami to shower his most choicest blessing on all of us. With one prayer, I take leave of you. Jai Saram. If I thank, it is a mere formality, because it is the easiest thing to say thanks. You all don't know, I am very nostalgic today when I am coming to this hostel. I lived here. I breathed every bit of sand vibration here. Even today when I had the dinner and I'm seeing all of you, I don't think I'm an ex-student. I never say ex-student. When somebody says, are you ex-student? I say, no, I'm Sai student. We are all students till we live, because we keep learning many things throughout our life. So I'm also a student amongst you. With a small prayer, I will conclude. Jai Sai Ram.
रख ले मेरे मन साई नाम से लगन जप ले साई नाम रात दिन कर ले नयन साई रूप से मिलन कर ले चरण कमल की नमन कर ले तू दुआ साई नाथ की कृपा मिल गया तो धन्य तू हुआ बन के तू छको बांध प्यार की ये डोर साई नाथ चंद्रमा की ओर साई नाथ चंद्रमा की ओर ओम शांति 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 है।
ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಹರೇ ವಿಶ್ವನಾಥ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ ಮಹಾ ಮೃತ್ಯುಂಜಯ ದೇವ ಸಾಯಿನಾಥ ಹರೇ
महादेवा विश्वनाथा साईनाथ हरे साईनाथ हरे।